Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Opening statements are set for tomorrow in Hunter Biden's federal trial on gun charges.
12 jurors and four alternates were chosen after one day of jury selection, paving the way for opening statements. The president's son has been charged with lying on federal gun purchase forms when he said he wasn't a drug addict. He has pleaded not guilty and argues he's being unfairly targeted by the Justice Department. In a short statement, President Biden said he and his wife love and support their son.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Four more hostages kidnapped on October 7th were declared dead by the Israeli military, including three older men seen in a Hamas video begging to be released. At a hostage family forum in New York, former hostage Aviva Siegel and wife of hostage Keith Siegel describes to ABC what being a hostage was like.
They were with people that pray to Allah, and then they want to kill us. They starve us, and they didn't give us food while they ate in front of us. We had to beg them for water.
About 80 hostages in Gaza are believed to be alive, alongside the remains of 43 others. In the days since President Biden announced the ceasefire proposal Friday, Israel has seen some of its largest protests calling on the government to bring them home. Dr. Anthony Fauci was back before Congress calling Republican allegations that he tried to cover up COVID-19's origins simply preposterous. The top U.S. infectious disease expert until 2022, Fauci was grilled by the House panel behind closed doors in January. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 115 points. This is SRN News. A bus tour to save women's sports.
It's called the Take Back Title IX 2024 National Bus Tour, and it's being organized by the group Our Bodies, Our Sports, which is trying to keep men out of women's athletics. Amongst the participants will be legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and swimmer Riley Gaines. They will speak in more than a dozen cities, warning that transgenderism threatens women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player is being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey before a game. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a four-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. Camara is a Muslim and says he refused the gay pride badge for, quote, religious reasons, unquote. This is SRN News. At least some Americans have few financial concerns these days.
The typical compensation package for chief executives who run companies in the S&P 500 jumped nearly 13% last year, easily surpassing the gains for workers at a time when inflation was putting considerable pressure on Americans' budgets. The median pay package for CEOs rose to $16.3 million, according to data analyzed by the Associated Press by Equilar. At half the companies in this year's pay survey, it would take the worker at the middle of the company's pay scale almost 200 years to make what their CEO did. John Scott reporting.
A technical issue caused the temporary halt for dozens of stocks listed on the New York Stock Exchange Monday, including at least one whose price briefly fell nearly 100%. A technical issue relating to some pricing data triggered trading halts on up to 40 ticker symbols. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.